Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg-Dipkin and Dr. Theodore and Candido Nunez. Date of birth 9/4/1996, date of procedure June 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Jason Guevara. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps, description of procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy. All explains the patient, patient's breath, endoscopy, sweep, place in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated on the sodiogastrocope is introduced into esophagus and man's direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination later of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex tube is obtained at the cardiac. Air resection from the stomach before ultrasound. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position as the digital rectal exam was normal. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or orbis and the cecal valve complex of folds. Terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination. Moved to cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cecal colon, and the rectum. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bob Prop score was graded as a 7.2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared on a remarkable neck line. The Z line was irregular, 40 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of salmon colored mucosa extending 15 millimeters approximately, comma, prog C0 M1.5, comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for further evaluation histology. Next line. There was evidence of mild gastric erythema, comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenal bulb did have some mild erythema, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion comma. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, the terminal ileum was in the terminal ileum, there was a mix of solid and liquid stool debris comma. The last 2 centimeters were evaluated and were unremarkable. Next line. There were 2 hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. These were approximately 6 to 8 millimeters in size. Next line. There was a fecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a fecal sessile polyp that was diminutive in size from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was an ascending colon, approximately 10 millimeters sessile polyp and with cold snare polypectomy. Next time, there was sigmoid colon erythema that was patchy, comma, biopsy were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next time, there was evidence of pansi reticulosis coli, with large and small mouth diverticula noted. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and moderate in size. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend continuation of PPI daily. Comma, recommend taking this 30 minutes before dinner. As patient does note that most of his symptoms occur at night. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet and good water intake with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.